Alcohol and the Irish. This is an audio in which I'm going to share with you my own thoughts, current thoughts, about the role of alcohol in Irish society. And I've just turned off the radio, just turned off our RTE radio, where there's a programme called Joe Duffy. And a man has just come on the programme and spoken about how his son died following an overdose of alcohol. And it's one more in a very long line of tragedies that Ireland is used to having. Tragic deaths, young people from at a young age, or people at any age, frankly, from alcohol. So that's part of the reason that has got me to record this right now. There's a second reason, and it's actually more connected with Audio Boo, and it is that Emma, whose Sunday Twist, Emma Ellen, a Sunday Twist on Twitter, recorded an audio recently about her own family experience of alcohol. And that was the one that broke the camel's back for me, because I decided at that point, well, look, enough thinking, it's now time to actually try to commit the results of my thinking into a communication. So here goes, really. It's a relatively well-known fact that the Irish have a problem with drink, and meaning that they drink a lot, and that they think it's okay to drink a lot. Now, I'm going to make a lot of huge generalizations during this audio, so none of them apply to any single individual, but I'll stand over them as sociological generalizations. And if you challenge them from that point of view, then please do. But I'm definitely not referring to any single named individual when I say what I'm going to say next. So alcohol is, on the one hand, the Irish pass off alcohol as a good thing and are proud of Arthur Guinness and proud of their whiskey and proud of their Baileys. And, you know, these are brands that the Irish are proud of, and that they take a certain amount of pleasure in the fact that they're all over the world, these brands. At the same time, the Irish aren't able to handle their drink. The Irish tend to get drunk a lot, and, you know, very, very drunk, stocious drunk, or seem also to be unable to do the basic important things of life without the help of alcohol. Many Irish people are unable to have sexual relations without the help of alcohol. Neither are they able to have intimate relationships without the help of alcohol, which also kind of removes the intimacy from the relationship. So the Irish in that sense are, I think, very screwed up about alcohol, or very screwed up by alcohol. I was in Sicily a few years ago with my family, and we sat in a pizza joint, and a whole load of about 20 young Italians came in. Like, there might have been more like 30 of them, and they sat around a huge, huge table, and they had food and drink. And among the Italian young people, and we're talking about 17 to 25 year olds, there was hardly a glass of wine. There was a load of water, and there was a load of other soft drinks, but there was hardly any of them. A few of them drank wine all right. And throughout the time they were there, nobody's wine glass was refilled, and they seemed to be having a very good time. And it was, this had a huge impact on me. It made me realise that how difficult the Irish people find it to socialise and enjoy themselves without being under the influence of alcohol. And then the question is why, you see. There have been a whole lot of public concern about alcohol at the moment in Ireland, people saying that the price of alcohol is too cheap, that it's too easily available, that young people are drinking too much, etc., etc., etc. And it is actually a matter of public debate, and it's possible that there will be legislation coming down the track about this to sort of try to find a way, in my opinion, to patch a hole that is very big. The Irish don't ever talk seriously about alcohol. You know, it's a bit of a joke how much people drink, and there's a huge sensitivity about being called an alcoholic. So somebody who, for example, you know, cannot really negotiate the weekend without huge amounts of alcohol would vehemently deny being an alcoholic. It's a label people don't like having put on them. But being a hard drinker and being able to hold your pints and being able to be the last drinker standing, that's at the same time a matter of great pride for people. Irish people seem to be unable to go into a pub and have one drink. Now, I puzzled deeply about this for a while, and I think I understand why. I think it's all about Irish people being anxious and nervous about there being imbalance. So if you go into a pub, it's vitally important that you have two pints, because otherwise one person has bought the pint and the other person leaves the pub owing the other person a pint, and it's very important to make sure that you don't owe anybody anything or something like that. The details I've begun to think through, but you know, there are other things that I've been in a pub and I've seen people in a pub together, and this would be a very typical Irish behaviour in a pub of you start drinking rounds and the fastest one to finish will somebody starts organising the next round before people are less than three quarter ways through the first round. And if somebody wants to drop out of the round, it's almost impossible for them to do so. And I've seen people actually buy somebody a drink, even though the person has said, "I don't want one." "Ah, you will, you will, you will." All that sort of stuff comes along. And no matter what the person says, there's this thing about, "Oh yeah, you'll have a pint." And I've actually at times been left with two or three pints sitting in front of me, totally untouched when I've been leaving the pub. And the other people I've been with, it doesn't bother them at all. The total and absolute waste of money, buying me drink that I don't want to drink, all for the sake of preventing themselves feeling a slight degree of discomfort about the fact that I bought them a drink and they didn't buy me one. As if I cared, you know. But they care. So there's some kind of a social cultural trouble that Irish people have around being able to be ordinarily straight with each other. Now, what's the problem? And this is really where I think most of the campaigns that have been launched in Ireland over the years have, to be honest, probably wasted a lot of money. Campaigns which show you people smashed in a car and people in terrible state are incredibly upsetting, and they do actually have a traumatic emotional effect. And there might indeed be plenty of evidence to say that they influence drink in the short run, but the long-term evidence is things are not getting very much better, I think, in Ireland. And certainly based upon my limited experience since I came back to Ireland in 2005, there's some real deep abiding and continuing weakness that the Irish character has, which makes Irish characters vulnerable to being stupid and thick and dim and self-destructive. Now, again, I stress this, I'm not referring to any one individual. When I'm talking about this, I'm making sociological generalizations based upon observation. So you could say I've been researching this topic for 5 years and I finally decided to present some research findings. But let's go back to the question, why? Why do the Irish have this particular difficulty? I think I know. If you go back into the 19th century and 18th and 19th century, life in Ireland for most people was dreadful. Miserable, horrid. Life expectancy was very low. People had loads and loads of kids, most of them, a whole load of them died before they reached any kind of mature age. Infant mortality was extremely high. People generally needed help to blot out reality. Reality was horrid. So they did what any reasonable creature would do. They tried to block out something horrid by drinking themselves through it. And consequently, Ireland, built up a habit of using alcohol to blot out reality. Now, in the 19th century, there was a huge temperance movement in Ireland led by Father Matthew, and that's another story. But the very fact that a huge temperance movement became so popular, it was called the Pioneer Total Abstinence Association, became so popular, would be an indication not of success, but of failure. In other words, a failure of the people in the society to reasonably consume an amount of alcohol which did not prevent them engaging with reality and just gave them what we say, of course I drink just because I like it. If only that were the case, most Irish people are unable to enjoy the drinks that they have because they end up drinking so much of it they actually confuse themselves and think that they liked it, whereas what they were really liking was what it was blotting out. Okay, people led a miserable life, so they drank. Now, gradually, life got better in Ireland. The material condition of existence of people got better. And you would say, okay, right, the external reality got less awful, so consequently, you'd say they started to drink less, but that isn't the case. They got into a habit and a culture and a whole self-reinforcing culture. Habitual patterns of behaviour and observation. Children watched their parents drink and thought it was normal for their father and mother to be drunk, for the father to beat their mother up while under the influence of alcohol and then apologise and, make up and all that sort of stuff. But the actual original problem, which is why the hell did the father actually get drunk and beat up the mother, never really got examined in any great detail because it would be too dangerous to examine it. And I think that what actually got inculcated into the culture of Ireland was a very, very strong and unconscious dependence on alcohol that's virtually universal in the society. And by that I mean, when I say dependence, I mean everything from, one extreme physical dependence, having the twitches if you haven't had your fill of alcohol, to the other extreme where you don't feel quite comfortable and you don't feel quite yourself unless you actually already had one pint in your hand, and you're faced with at least the prospect of, I can get a few more if I want them here. Willie Daly, down in Clare, was on television last year at some stage. I saw it about matchmaking, describing what went on at Lisdoon Varna. And he just said very straightforwardly, look, all the best stuff doesn't start till about 20 past one in the morning when they're all pissed, drunk. And that's when the men and the women are able to kind of feel relaxed enough to get on with each other. So I'm drawing a very strong association between the misery of 18th and 19th century life in Ireland for almost everybody and the dependence on alcohol that came along, the use of alcohol as a tool to blot out reality. And then when reality gets better and people get well off and they start having cars and they start actually being able to go on holidays and all that, they've got so into the habit of alcohol that they actually are... They're so weak in character that they're unable to do without it, and they're unconscious victims of their past, and people who didn't have a miserable family upbringing and weren't beaten by their fathers and whose fathers didn't beat their mothers, those people still regard it as acceptable for people to be drunk. A little bit funny, Oh, Joe was drunk, fell down and fell under the table and we had to lift him up and take him home. Or, okay, you have some social control mechanisms which say that people are no longer acceptable to drive a car when you're blotto. But even then you have people going to a judge and saying, give me back my car license. I know I killed people on the road. Or, for all the people who are killed on the road, there have been 20 times more near misses. The quality of Irish family life is deeply impoverished by alcohol. It's also facilitated by alcohol. There would probably be an enormous number of divorces in Ireland, much more than there are, if it wasn't for the fact that people were unable to recover from the difficulties they had in relationships by getting pissed. So, okay, I'm probably said as much as I want to say today, but it is something I've wanted to share. I don't expect to make any friends by saying what I've just said. I may want to tweak it one way or the other the more I listen back to what I've said, but I'll share it without even listening to it back. I may have got some of the evidence. Well, I haven't presented all the evidence that I could present because I'm basically sharing with you what I've seen, what I've noticed, and the explanations for it are another thing. But there's almost nobody in Ireland whose family doesn't have people whose lives have been destroyed on the one hand by alcohol, or whose lives have been barely held together by alcohol. So the key truth is that the healthy option is to, you know, be able to lead your whole life without alcohol, even if you, if you then decide, okay, I do actually like the taste of wine, or I do like the taste of Guinness and whatever. But to live a life without the slightest element of dependency upon alcohol is the proper, good and healthy life. Then people can drink and enjoy it. And maybe even occasionally, get a little bit more merry as a result of having the alcohol. But even then, you know, being merry as a result of having alcohol is not the same as being merry without having alcohol. And there's something deeply inauthentic about the kind of camaraderie that you can have under the influence of alcohol. I would welcome comments in the form of audio back to me. I am a normal person in terms of Ireland, in the sense that in my extended family are alcoholics. In my own father drank an awful lot of drink, much too much than was good for him, and there were consequences. And he did give it up in the end, thank goodness, otherwise I don't think he would have lived until he was 81. And I would have been marked in some very, very negative ways if my father hadn't given up drink. And I guess, too, if my mother hadn't given up drink, I wouldn't be the person I am. And by the way, I say this as a person who drinks wine, drinks porter, Guinness, drinks gin and tonic. I drink. And I've gotten absolutely nothing against alcoholic drinks, which I think, when they're made well with great skill, are terrifically good. But I have no love of lousy wine. I have no love of dreadful spirits. But I do have a love for the good things in life, and it definitely includes alcoholic drinks. So there. I have no idea what I've said, really, because I've said it as much as I want. But there it is. And thank you very much, Sunday Twist Emma, for giving me the boot up the pants and getting me to say something that means a lot to me. Bye-bye.